Hello and welcome back to another interview here at Hyatt Villa Cristina for the Small Business Conference 2016. We're speaking with one of the speakers here now. What's your name?
Adrian Cronia.
And Adrian, you are with Chief Investment Officer for Ballantyne.
I am indeed.
Right. I think we've interviewed Mr. Ballantyne once before.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
And several of my partners. Yeah.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing for folks.
So Ballantyne is a wealth management firm, and we work with business owners in transition, mm-hmm. helping them to accomplish their objectives over time and to bring some simplicity and clarity to an overcomplicated world.
Well, that's sounds like easier said than done, but I'm sure you're really helping those small businesses out there, and that's probably what brings you here today to the Small Business
Conference. I'm passionate about that. As I said when I got up, small business really matters.
Yes.
We are the lifeblood of the economy. Yeah. We are the businesses that are creating jobs. So days like today really help us all address the issues. It's great to be amongst fellow entrepreneurs.
Yeah, very true. And you were speaking here today, talking to the small business owners, telling them about lessons you have learned along the way. And what else are you trying to gain from being here today?
I like to learn from fellow entrepreneurs. I've just spent some time talking to people who are about to start a business, who've asked me what advice I would give them about how to go about it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy listening to the other speakers bringing a different perspective to it. You know, I've been a longtime member of Vistage.
Good.
There's nothing I like more than being invited to a Vistage group to help people think through what the economy might look like and how that impacts their businesses and their industries.
Yeah, very well said. Vistage, we know, are helping out business leaders and owners out there all across the country and around the world as well. But particularly here in Atlanta, from your perspective, how do you think we're doing in supporting the small business community?
Better. I wish small business would find its voice a little more. You know, I sometimes feel like the policy debate and regulators are so fixated on bringing UPS or Coke or some of these large enterprises to Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, you know, you go up 400 and you look at some of these dynamic businesses that are being started all the way around the metro Atlanta area. It's great that conferences like this get us all together, hopefully learn from each other, collaborate. What I'd love for us to see is a greater unanimous voice about what we can do to make the business environment easier for us to create more profitable businesses, mm-hmm. which in turn create more jobs.
Yes, and small business, as we know, is the backbone of the economy and the lifeblood of this country. So supporting them is what we do here at Business Radio X, and resonate with everything you just said there.
Well, well said, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization.
The easiest way to do that is to visit our website, www.ballantyne.com. There are tons of ways in which people can find out more about what we do and some of the tools and resources that we provide, especially for small business owners, mm-hmm. so that, you know, some of the things I was able to talk about today can become more relevant to their individual businesses and industries.
All right, that's ballantyne.com. We're speaking with Adrian Cronje. He is a partner over there and chief investment officer. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and we'll see you down the line.
Ryan, I appreciate your time. Thank you for your support.
Yes, sir. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more here from Villa Cristina, Small Business Matters 2016.